You can find pie in every city, of course, but the best pie, incontrovertibly, is to be found these days out on the road, deep in the country, at those small cafes in tiny county towns, down beside the grain elevators and the railroad tracks, where the farmers come to eat and gossip over the morning paper and the lunchtime news and the weather reports. That first blueberry pie I ever ate in that diner in Bellingham remains a fond memory. And I found another such place last spring on South First Street in Laramie, Wyoming. Sweet Melissa's, across the road from the ever-busy Union Pacific Railroad tracks, built in an old slaughterhouse, a nice irony since they serve no meat at all. I ordered sour cream pumpkin pie that afternoon, and I guess, had I been there for Thanksgiving, I would have had it again. The softly smooth innards were golden, creamy, light, spicy, fragrant, the pastry shortened with butter only, clean and crumbling and faintly sweet. I was driving west that day in a hurry to reach the mountains and vowed that one day I would come back to dine at Sweet Melissa's, but I never did and now possibly never will. She and that lunchtime are now just fond memories too, remaining still front and centre forever in my imagination, allowing me to say that to this day I miss her place, I miss her food, and most of all, given how classically and patriotically homegrown is her creation, I, just like the song, miss American pie.
That was Simon Winchester with tonight's essay. Tomorrow in the last of this series, TV Dinners to Roadside Diner, you can hear Alice Sebold, author of The Lovely Bones, on how peanut butter is much more than just a spread. It's a vital foodstuff for her. Meanwhile, you can catch up with earlier editions from this week of the essay via the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. This week's series of the essay is a Corporation for Independent Media production for BBC Radio 3. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock, time now for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
The sound of Möbius to begin Late Junction again tonight, featuring there in a trio with Connie Plank and Manny Neumeier. And that was All Repro from the 1983 album Zero Set. And these are some of the ethnomusicology students now at the Latvian Academy of Music with their own arrangements of traditional Latvian music. 17th century French dance music. That was actually a courante, which was one of the most popular dances of the time. That was played there by Les Musiciens de Saint-Julien, following on from students from the Ethnomusicology Department at the Latvian Music Conservatoire with their own arrangements of some traditional Latvian songs. If you want to get in touch, by the way, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk, and you'll find details of all the music here on Late Junction on our playlists. You'll find those via the Radio 3 website. Now, here are the Kentucky Colonels. I am a pilgrim.
His face so soft and wondrous fair, the purest eyes and the strongest hands. I love the ground on stands. I love the ground on where he stands. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Thank you. yes, I love the ground on where he goes, and still I hope that the time will come when he and I will be as one. Blood.
how the waves wake me from blue slumbers, leads me into celestial shores. I am moment at my most alone, fragile king rising from the sands, soon will all be gone. To feast at night upon the pure I am every man at my most alone, fragile kingdoms rising from the sands, to feast on
I worked with the singer, London-based Ebe Oak, at the Punkt Festival in Kristiansand this year. That was Ebe and a number called To Feast at Night, following on from Arve Henriksen from his album Satuteki, Nina Simone's version of Black is the Colour, and the Kentucky Colonels' first of all, I Am a Pilgrim. Sundog is the duo of Arthur Jeffs from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra and Ollie Langford, and from their debut album, this is a number called Things Fall Apart.
Thank you. young. I'm old. I'm hot. I'm cold.
Music by Louis Hardin, better known as Moondog, performed there by the Pascals, following the duo of Sundog, that's Arthur Jeffs from Penguin Cafe and Ollie Langford. Bridie Jackson and The Arbour are a quartet from Newcastle-upon-Tyne who've been causing a bit of a stir in a quiet way on the folk scene. No big fuss or hype, just word is going round that they're really rather good. They've done a session for a folk radio station and released an album called Bitter Lullabies. And from that, this is the title track.
Thank you.
Bridie Jackson and the Arbour, and you can hear them at Blake's Coffee House in Newcastle tomorrow. And there are other live dates in December, and you'll find all the details on their website. In April 1981, the trio of Jan Gabarek, Egberto Gismonti and Charlie Hayden performed together in Munich. The concert was recorded but not released until this month. This is an Egberto Gismonti composition called Don Quixote.
Thank you.
Jan Gabarek, Egberto Gismonti and Charlie Hayden recorded 30 years ago in Munich in 1981. Egberto Gismonti's composition Don Quixote, that concert just released. Now, this next trio is a trio of voices recorded at an alpine hut in Switzerland in 1979. Two sisters and their sister-in-law with some traditional Swiss yodeling.
Yeah. enkä mukot minnään kutja. Kusti kutja neukossaan. Kusti kutja neukossaan. Näm vajokin rossan maasna. Näm vajokin rossan. Masis varossa vanumaan. Masis varossa vanumaan. Miksä mukaan jää kunjaan? Miksä mukaan jää kunjaan? Mä mäkin sama pensämät.
The violinist and singer Charles Limburger grew up in a musical family, but it was only later on that he made his own personal journey to discover the gypsy music of Hungary. That was a lament from the region of Kolotoseg, with Rudi Toni playing viola and Viktor Berki on bass. And they followed on from some alpine sounds recorded in 1979, traditional yodeling and kettlebells. Ben Johnston was born in 1926. He studied with Mio and John Cage, but it was when he was studying with Harry Parch in the 1950s that he came across microtonal music, and he went on to prepare his own piano, and he wrote a sonata for microtonal piano. From that, Robert Miller plays the short second movement.
Thank you.
The slowly unfolding harmonies of James Williamson's In Memoriam, which he wrote for his father, Leslie Williamson, played there by the Lunar Saxophone Quartet. And they followed on from a movement from Ben Johnston's 1960s Sonata for Microtonal Piano. I've been playing you music by Dieter Merbius all week, and that's how I'm going to end tonight. Something else from his duo project with Asmus Tietjens. I'll be back on Tuesday, and next week I'm going to be introducing you to the new and very much anticipated album by Eivin Orset. On Monday in Jazz on 3, Jez Nelson is here, including a Jazz in the Round session recorded at the Claw Ballroom for the London Jazz Festival, including the band Fufula. And in World on 3 tomorrow night, there's a session with the oud player Ara Dankjian. Well, here's music from Gabon recorded in 1973, Patrice Sandaleontine Mbumba, just before Merbius and Tietjens. Till next week, good night.
Where I was under the way, Mama, Mama, under the way. Mama, oh, Mama, hey, hey. young girls and the queen, mama. Young girls and the queen, mama. Yeah.
Time now for Through the Night on Radio 3. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and a warm welcome. We're revisiting the 2010 Proms Chamber Music Series first this morning to hear pianist Lars Vogt playing Janáček and Schubert. The Schubert is his G major sonata, Deutsch 894, and the Janáček, his last piano music in The Mists, in which he was contemplating what lay ahead, the mystery beyond. These four pieces show him in a private and introspective light. Janáček was in a mood of resignation and sadness as his life drew to a close, sadness because of the death of his daughter, and he includes the song of the screech owl, whose presence is a harbinger of death.